And we talk so much now, at least, about country noir and swamp noir. But, you know, I always think of noir as such an urban form. It's such a special way to comment on a city, the stylized language, that sort of thing. So I wonder if you'd read the beginning of Run, Baby, Run for us.
Sure. Toes finished his walk up St. Ferdinand. He was at his destination. Sweat was dripping down his back and from his underarms. "I've been waking up all day long," he said. He stood almost 6 foot tall, but walked like a shorter man, skin the color of glue. It glowed in the moonlight. He sported an ironic mustache that had grown in stride with his acclaim. It fluttered in the light breeze. His face was that of a young man who hadn't seen many rough days, though he was 36. His long black T-shirt featured the logo of a skateboard company. Tan cargo shorts peeked out underneath. Shoes far too expensive for the rest of the getup completed him. It was early June, only a month into summer. Elsewhere, people slept. They cooked up tidy elixirs in the dreamland mind. Some of those people lived in New Orleans, but their number was limited. The other city was in full swing and only midway through the night. Didn't matter that it was 4 a.m. on Sunday. Same thing would be happening any night. No need for last call at the bars. Some of them didn't have locks for the doors since they never closed. The bars paid the bills, kept the above-ground economy humming. Much of the other city bolstered the underground economy, too. Who didn't need to scratch an itch? Third Trick wasn't just the name for a workman's shift. No, this time of night, the city opened her sweaty arms and said, "Bring me your huddled masses, and I'll leave them staggering in the streets and trembling between the legs of strangers by daybreak, for a cost."
Who didn't need to scratch an itch? My God. That's perfect. So this is a book that strikes me as one that's very precise in its geography. So I'm wondering what kind of research you did for this. Did you actually pace off these spots?
I'd say probably the most satisfying part of this pre-writing the book was the site research. And then some historic, because there's really not much written on the Ninth Ward. Mm-hmm. The idea with this book and then the books to come is that rather than try to cover a different part of the city in each book, that I really try to hone in on a mix of the Ninth Ward and the Fifth District Police District right there. And then there can be some reoccurring characters. And then by the end of the series, people really get to know that. And I found that although I've been on St. Claude plenty and some of the side streets, just a few blocks away, I didn't know the city at all. And it really, in being involved in this and walking around and biking and driving and looking at what kind of businesses and the kind of people that lived in this area. And even I didn't realize there was a Lorraine Hansberry school, which sadly is all boarded up. Just things like that, the kind of businesses that affect and employ New Orleanians that were right there and are so integral. That was so satisfying because for this type of book specifically, and the writing approach compared to the previous books, I really had this loosely enough to be able to play with it, but strongly outlined. So once I was going, the forward motion of the writing also corresponded with the forward motion of the book.
Yeah.
That it was really, really moving on that. But yeah, a lot of this is taking place right there at the Robertson Overpass at St. Ferdinand. Yeah. And so the path of the action follows a U-shape, if you look at it on a map, going toward the river, across the train tracks, and then back up across from there. So this book doesn't totally stay in that area. There's enough of the rest of the city. But it was really fun to kind of hone in on that specificity.
I felt like you'd spent some time there. And there's also a very memorable Sunday sermon in
there
this
is.
Book. That must have been the most fun to write.
That was enjoyable. I really enjoyed spending, again, under site research, but just pure edification and just joy of life. I enjoyed spending some time in a good old New Orleans church for a few mornings. And I grew up, my family is very religious, of a different type of church service.
Uh-huh.
They would be of the type mentioned in the book where you sit primly with your hands crossed quietly and you look glum basically until it's over. This was obviously the other side of things.
Very different.
So coming from that, but growing up in that tradition somewhat, that was enjoyable, and it fit to me perfectly with what Miss Melba was about to do.
Oh, I loved reading that. I love Miss Melba. She's a character we'll hope to see more.